Welcome to Off the Cuff with SDJ, a podcast about everyday life from the spiritual, the physical, and the metaphysical perspective. Each week, I'll bring you episodes that have a casual, laid-back, informal, and spontaneous look at this thing we call life. I'm Sunny Dawn Johnston. Now let's get started. Hey, 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 my friends. Welcome to Off the Cuff with SDJ. Come on in and say hello today, beautiful Wednesday, November 18th, right? The middle of the month. And so excited to have you join me today. Today is one of the days that I get to do an interview and I have a guest. So if you have been with me and you've been jumping on every weekday, you know I'm here every weekday, but usually once, twice, three times a week, I have a special guest. And today I have a special guest I'm really excited to introduce you to. So come on in, guys. Say hello. Let me know where in the world you're joining us from. Looks like awesome. So Sonia, Carrie Ann, hey, Vicky. Hello, Donna. Hi, Mindy and Jane and Sharon, Brooke. Good to see all of you beautiful souls. So come on in and we're going to get started in just a minute. Let's take care of my over 60 body. All right, we can do that. I think this gal can help you. Lots of ideas here. So yes, my friends, we are going to be talking about your health, mind, body, spirit health, but specifically focused on your physical health and the journey for those of you that are 50 and over, although health matters for all of us at any age, right? Of course. So come on in. Good to see you. Hi, Zach, Rachel, Agatha, Vicky, Kim, Jane, Mindy. So hey, guys, if you know somebody that you think would like to watch this, tag them right there in the comments. Let them know they can come and join us right now. Or you can hit that little share button at the bottom and share this video with your community, your friends, your family, and let them come and join us as well. All right, good to see you guys. I'm going to go and introduce my guest to you now. So let me bring her on. Hello, Holland.
Hello, hello, everyone. How are you?
Really great. So good to see you. I'm so excited to chat with you.
Thank you. Likewise. Okay. I'm honored to be here.
Well, and I know that it's a special week because, you know, anytime that we write a book, it's like we just birthed our new baby and your book just came out yesterday.
Yes, I am so excited. I have my book, of course, right here, sleeping with it, yes, grabbing it every single second.
You got
it. I'm so excited. Thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. All right. So I want to just share your bio, Malin, so we can everybody can know a little bit about you and a little bit about your background, and then we're going to just jump right on in, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, friends. So originally from Sweden, Malin Svensson came to Los Angeles in 1989 with a master's degree in physical education, which you can kind of tell by looking at her arms. Like, women don't have arms like that unless you're doing something. So a former nationally ranked runner with over 30 years of experience in the fitness industry, Malin is the CEO and founder of Nordic Body Inc. and an international fitness coach, author, speaker, inspiring the 50 plus population to live a fun, healthy, fulfilling life. Whether she works out fitness guru Jane Fonda or people that have never worked out a day in their lives, her mission is the same: to strengthen the body and mind to age with confidence. I love that. Malin has been featured as a walking and fitness expert on CBS Los Angeles and in LA Times and New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Fitness Magazine. She brought Nordic walking to North America in 2002 and is one of the leading authorities in Nordic walking worldwide. Her passion for making a difference in people's well-being is further expressed by her organization, Adopt a Walk. The first 1 mile walking loop opened in Santa Monica, California on June 29th, 2019. Awesome. So excited to have you here with us today, Malin.
Thank you, Sunny.
Okay, you have to tell me first, just off the top, what is Nordic walking? What is that? What does it mean?
Nordic walking is a way to enhance your regular walking. And you basically use poles. Mm. And there's a specific technique to use them. If you know about cross-country skiing, then you do Nordic walking very similar, but without the snow or without the skis. And you burn more calories. If you do basic Nordic walking, it's about 20% more caloric expenditure than regular walking. If you do the fitness Nordic walking technique, then it's up to 46%. You also strengthen the upper body. And what I love most about it is that it takes the pressure off your lower body joints.
I always, when, because I love to walk and I love to hike, and one of the things I always think of is, okay, my legs are good now, but you know, these are like, my arms don't look like that, girl. So I'm like,
it's a full body workout that you can start right outside your doorstep. Because the great thing about the Nordic walking poles, it's like any specific sport, you have to have specific tools.
Sure.
So you have to have specific Nordic walking poles. So at the end of the pole, there's a little paw, like the foot of the pole. And when you take it off, there's a spike tip, so you can use it on sand, grass, snow, dirt, and then you just put it back on and you can use it on asphalt or any hard surfaces. So you can basically, it's so versatile. You can go right outside your doorstep and get a full body workout.
I have never heard, I can't even believe I've never heard of it. So I'm like, oh my gosh, that would be a great answer. Cause I've told my husband, maybe I need to put those little weights on my arms, you know, like so that I'm doing, cause I feel like I'm, my top half is lazy. That's what I feel like.
Okay? Well, the great thing about Nordic walking poles is that you need to have light ones. And during my many years of having been approached by several people saying, oh, use my pole, use my poles. I have seen the most creative versions of poles, but it comes down to it needs to be light, because it is you that are using the technique to increase all these muscles involved. And if you have anything that is too heavy, it's just going to distract your gait, your walking technique.
Sure.
And you cannot distract that. You don't want to change that. You just want to use the poles to engage all the muscles.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to have to check that out. So I got myself a note. I circled it, ready to go.
Do you want me to do a little test with your audience?
Sure.
Okay. So everyone, whether you're sitting down or standing up, take your one hand and make it a fist and place it on, for me, I'm going to put it right in front of me on my table. And I'm just going to apply pressure down and release it. Just do that a few times. Now take the other hand and place it on your abdominal muscles. And then you apply the pressure with this hand on the table, and you apply pressure and release, apply pressure, release. There should be some activity going on right here. Yeah. Now it gets better. Let's do the same arm. You're gonna place it here, or the hand is gonna be placed right here on the chest. Now do the same movement with this hand. Apply pressure down and release, apply and release, and feel how these muscles get active. Mm-hmm. And then you take the same hand, wrap it around the big back muscles, do the same thing, push down, release, and feel those being active. And the major muscle that all we women love to get worked on, the back of our arms. Mm-hmm. So now place the hand there and do the same pushing down, push down and release, and feel that all these muscles are engaged as you apply pressure to the pole. So that is the whole purpose of the poles, to get those muscles activated.
Well, that, I felt it in all those places. So that makes lots of sense.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes you just don't know what you don't know, right?
Exactly. And when people see me walking around, especially with groups, they're just wondering, what are they doing?
Uh-huh.
And it's not until you try it yourself that there's like the light bulb that goes off. Like you right now, when you tried it, because it's like, okay, walking with poles, do I carry them? What do I do? But no, how you use them, just like I did with my fist, pushing down to activate all these muscles. Mm-hmm. And then I've developed several techniques. So anyone can start as a beginner, but you can go up as high as you can jump doing plyometrics with the poles.
Huh. Wow, that is fascinating. I really am going to check them out now. So I know you brought that basically to the US, and you said you do it with groups. Do you still do that, or are you more into the personal training now? And do you share about that, or where has that gone? And have you kind of taken a new turn? Or,
well, I've done personal fitness training for 28 years. And so the last 20 years is when I introduced the cardio aspect into my training, which is the Nordic walking, which is usually done outdoors. Sometimes you can do it on a treadmill, but it's better to do it outdoors. So Nordic Body, which is my company, it's a walking and fitness club for the 50 plus. And we basically do strength training and walking. So we have the strength and we have the cardio. So strength training I do one-on-one or online now due to COVID. We do the groups or on one-on-one. And that is 2 to 3 times a week. The cardio, I always ask my clients to do it on their own, but sometimes I teach down here in Santa Monica on the beach 4 times a year just to have people try it out. And I do it online as well. But sometimes people, they want to just meet and do it in person. But due to COVID, we don't feel comfortable doing it outdoors with groups.
Sure. Yeah, I think a lot of times we just want to be in the energy of the experience and make sure that our technique is right. So I understand how COVID has probably affected that in a lot of ways. But, you know, when you can't do what you do what you can. So online is the next, you know, the next best thing.
It's been a savior. I mean, it's just incredible how it started. I was going to kickstart my online fitness business next year, 2021. And I had to, in April, I had to kind of get into gear a little bit sooner.
That's right. Well, awesome. Good for you. All right. So you talk about, you know, so, well, first of all, if people don't know, I don't know how many people know, we mentioned this, but you are the trainer for Grace and Frankie's Jane Fonda. I don't know if it's a whole show or if it's just Jane Fonda.
It's Jane Fonda and it's Lily Tomlin, but I work them out separately. And it just happens to be that both, you know, are Grace and Frankie on the show, Grace and Frankie. So
right.
You kind of call me the Grace and Frankie personal trainer.
I love that. Now that's got to be, you know, that's kind of like a big deal because it isn't like you're the personal trainer of just some person on television. You're the personal trainer of Jane Fonda, who so many of us know as like the trained the person that would be out there that inspired so many people to look a certain way, to work out, to do all that. And you train her.
It was amazing when she walked up to me and asked me if I wanted to work her out. I was like, well, let me see my schedule here and I'll get back to you. Uh-huh. So I went back to her, you know, right away. But I thought about it afterwards and it's like Dalai Lama hiring a spiritual teacher. I just felt so honored. And it's just so wonderful. She's an inspiration to all of us. And I get to see her every week, several times a week. I'm very, very honored.
Yeah, that's got to be really, really such a gift. And it speaks obviously to your awareness or your expertise. So
I'm
excited to be here. All right. So you talk about, you know, generally for women over 50, but you don't have to be over 50. I said, I got four months until I'm over 50. But until then, you said, you know, exercise without getting injured, which I think is a big deal. I know for my community, the majority of my community are 40 and up. And I find that a lot of people have that exact experience. They wait too long, then they start working out and then they get injured. So can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, it's a very common factor that people shy away from exercising as we're aging because they just feel like, oh, I'm afraid of getting injured. And what I have done for the last 28 years, I have specialized in working out with a 50 plus. So I know what works and what does not work. Mm-hmm. And so the whole program that I've developed, the Nordic Body System, it's based on that to stay injury free, to decrease your pain. And it is possible. And just a tiny thing about working out correctly will prevent potential injuries. When we're in our 20s and 30s, we just do all these crazy things and we don't think about the consequences. Mm-hmm. And for myself, I was one of Sweden's top 5 runners 100 years ago, but I had an injury in my ankle in my late teens. And that injury caught up with me when I was in my early 40s. So bad that I could not sleep at night. Mm. And as universe usually provide things that we need, I started to learn trigger release and it saved me. So the next 2 weeks, within the next 2 weeks, I could finally sleep at night. And so my whole system is based on that, taking away the pain, doing corrective exercises, because you need to get the muscles and the nerves to reconnect. Mm-hmm. When your muscles are too tight, there's no communication. Right. So you need to release it and get the blood in and get waste products out and then have a more functional muscle and then have the nerves and those muscles talk again. So you have a more functional body. So I do corrective exercises. And then the third step is to load, because a lot of people, they go straight to loading, but you don't load until you feel that that injury can take that movement. And so you have to go, you know, you get, the way to do it is progressive, you know, one step at a time. And so there's definitely a way to decrease injury, prevent injuries. You need to have knowledge. You need to know what to do, and you need to be consistent.
Mm-hmm. My favorite word right there. That's what makes the difference in everything in life. I think it's consistency.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything you want to achieve is consistency. If you do it on a regular basis, you are going to see results. If you do it once a month, you're not really going to see that much results.
And what do you suggest as far as, because I know we hear all different kinds of, you know, that's the thing is there's so much information out there and people are like, so they just don't do anything, right? So you hear, you know, 3 days a week for an hour a day, then you hear 5 days a week for a half hour a day, and then you hear every day for half. I'm a fan of every day for a half hour, because for me, if I stop one day, it's easier for me to stop the next day. Like, I'm better at keeping a consistent habit. But what do you recommend for people when you're saying consistency? What does that look like to you?
Well, for example, in taking 15 minutes every day, I think that can be a doable goal for anyone, whether you're starting out or you haven't done it for a while and the motivation is not there. 30 minutes can, or 45 or an hour, can be very overwhelming. So for you who is already used to 30 minutes every day, I would say 6 days a week, take a day off from working out, structured working out, not moving the body. You can do that every day. But I'm talking about structured workouts where you put your workout clothes on and you do something structured, like a strength training session or a cardio session. Mm-hmm. I would say 5 days, 6 days a week, and then take a day off, maybe get a massage, but still stay active. However, for people that are not used to working out and are reluctant, I would say start with 5 to 15 minutes and just make that a consistent thing you can do 5 to 6 times a week. And once you get that into your system, into your daily lifestyle, then it's easier to increase the duration. Mm-hmm. And usually we say that 80% of the adult Americans, they don't get enough recommended exercise. Mm-hmm. And the recommended exercise based on that, it is 30 minutes, 5 days a week. And that is structured exercising. But again, I don't want to scare off anyone who doesn't do anything right now. Mm-hmm. And I just want to encourage you to, you don't even have to put on your workout clothes. Just put on your walking shoes and just go out for a walk and just say, hey, I'm just going to go out for 5 minutes. And if the weather is good and if you have nice environment around you, you might actually go longer. Mm-hmm. And you can even, if you don't go outside, you can even put on nice music and just move your body. So it's all about just getting the blood going, get the blood flow going, just move the body. Don't be so focused on, I have to work out, I should work out. Take those would, should, could out and say, I want to take care of my body. This is the only body I have, and it's going to live for a very long time. So I want to invest in taking care of it. I need to get the right instructions how to take care of it. Yes, there might be some replacements along the journey, but you need to be strong going into those. If you have any surgeries scheduled, I always say, make sure you go in strong, because then you're going to recover faster.
Right.
So wherever you are, just think about, it's better to be strong in both body and mind than not do anything.
Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure. So I have a question here, and you might have maybe a specific answer for her. So if you're over 50 and you haven't worked out in a number of years, what is, how do you start? What's the best way to start? So I understand kind of start slow, 5 minutes to 15 minutes, but is there a specific thing that you would say if you were advising someone, okay, start with walking, start with hiking, start with, you know, lifting weights. What would your suggestion be?
Well, I would do a combination. I would do, like I said, on maybe 3 days, you would go for a walk. And then the other 2 days, you would focus on more strength training. Mm-hmm. And I have a program that's called the Nordic Body Reboot Program that incorporates foam rolling and strengthening at the same time. And that is something that is done on the floor with some bridge work, with some plank, some side plank. And just building the core, the base, is really good to do, because then from there, you can build to do more advanced stuff.
Those foam rollers, man, I have one of those. Sometimes I'm like, I'm not sure. Yeah, that's what mine looks like. I'm like, I'm not sure if I'm using this right, because this little thing right here does not look like it should hurt. Like, it hurts sometimes, you know?
Well, the incorrect way sometimes is that people, they start with the IT band, and that is like right here on the outside. Mm-hmm. You do not want to start with that. Start with the buttocks, because that has more cushion. So it doesn't hurt as much. So yeah, just start with something that is, yeah, like your buttocks is usually, when I do my retreats, we always start just with the buttocks. And the last thing I do is the IT band, because then people have gotten used to a little bit of pain. And sometimes I wait with the IT band, because that is going to scare away people.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think sometimes part of the reason that people don't do it, just like that with the foam roller, is because we don't know exactly what to do, right? So when we see a video and they're like, okay, get this and do this. And so then you're like, okay, and then what, you know, and then what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me just show you here. So this is like a muscle fiber. So just think about your muscles, that there's tons of fibers, like threads. If you make a knot on that fiber, muscle fiber, and you pull on it, like you do static stretching for 30 seconds, what's going to happen with that knot? If I pull and pull and pull, mm-hmm. it's going to get tighter, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you want to instead go in and apply pressure to get a little bit of release. You're not going to get 100% release, but a little bit of release. Then when you have a little bit of release, then you can do the static stretching afterwards to lengthen that muscle. And that is the best formula to do it. And so if you just have that knowledge, the reason why you're doing foam rolling is to get those knots rolled out, mm-hmm. and then do static stretching afterwards. And you can do, just start easily with getting a little foam rolling on your buttock, and then sit down and do a piriformis stretch, which is basically you sit with one leg up and lean forward a little bit. Unless you have knee issues, you can do the piriformis stretch in other ways. But that is the best. So get a little foam rolling on the buttock, followed with a 30-second static stretch in this position. Mm-hmm. And that is, anyone, I would say 99% of the people can probably do that. Mm-hmm. And you just, like I did, I was just sitting on the chair doing it. You don't have to get up and down from the floor even.
Yeah. And I've done that in yoga. We do that exercise, right? And kind of pull up a little bit as if you were pushing down in the chair. And I think sometimes people feel, you know, like you just said, like you don't have to get down on the floor. Like sometimes when you're over 50, 60, 70, you're like, oh, that floor is pretty far away. So you can use a chair. So you can find other ways to do the same
thing. Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, in my book, I have 5 different ways to stretch the piriformis. But I just want to emphasize again, what I showed you was the formula to release pain. And that was trigger release with a foam roller, yep. followed by static stretching. So mm-hmm. it's not just the static stretching by itself, because like I showed you, if you just do static stretching, that knot is going to get tighter. Right. You have to apply the pressure. So number one, do the release on the knots. Yep. Number two, do the static stretching for 30 seconds.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
I do want to mention something, though, if it's okay with the floor.
Yes.
Sometimes I come across like rude, because I ask my clients to come down to the floor, maybe towards the end when we do static stretching, because you do mainly static stretching at the end of the workout, and I don't help them up from the floor. And the whole reason is God forbid, something were ever to happen to them, and there's nobody around to pull them up. So that is the whole reason. So don't be afraid to get down and down to the floor if you still can, and then get up. I just had a client who hadn't been, because of COVID, hadn't been down on the floor for a few months, and starting to work with me again, of course, down on the floor and then get up on your own. And the first 2 weeks, he was struggling before he got into it. And now, guess what he's telling every one of his friends? You have to practice, get down on the floor and up. Because if you, like anything, you don't practice it, you lose it.
For sure. Well, and that, I mean, a lot, there's a lot of joke around, you know, I've fallen and I can't get up. That's a, you know, a big joke. But the reality of it is, that's a true story. Like, that happened a lot.
Yeah. And even if we're in our 40s, we still need to prepare for the future. So just get used to getting down and up and move your body in different ways. It's not just back and forth. It's side to side. It's rotation. Most of our injuries happen when we rotate and pick something up. If your body gets used to all those, the body is three-dimensional. If your body gets used to working in all these planes, then it's better prepared. And that's what Nordic Body does as well, our system. We make sure that we work our clients out in all those three planes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a, so I know there's, you know, yoga, there's a lot of different things for stretching, but for me personally, like, I'm not physically, like, my upper body, very flexible. My lower body, very not flexible. And I have taken, I've done so many things to increase flexibility. I worked with a coach for nine months, and I increased my flexibility by half of an inch.
Wow.
So I said, screw that, I'm not doing that anymore. So do you have, and so I'm curious, because I know I'm not the only one. Do you have suggestions on, because I know how important flexibility is as we get older. So do you have suggestions on how to increase that flexibility that is for sure gentle for those that are, you know, older, but still effective?
Well, there's various ways. And one I've already talked about, which is the trigger release followed by the static stretching. Because when you have a knot, it's going to prevent you from going further into the stretch. So then you stop, release it, and then go back.
Yep.
So number two is, for example, if you're afraid of going down too deep, like, say, for example, let's say a squat, you just need to slow down and warm up. Mm. So there's called, it's called active stretching. So you go down into a safe range of motion, stay there for about two counts, and then go back up again. And then each time, so I do this five times with my clients before we actually do the exercise, the strength training exercise. Mm. So you do five warm-up repetitions, and every time you try to go deeper into the range of motion, because strength training can actually, with your body and with weights, can actually also get you to explore those deeper range of motions. But you have to do it slowly and correctly.
Mm-hmm. I think that's sometimes the problem, is I don't really like slow. So it's like, okay, I'm not there. All right, I'm done. You know, so I think it's investing in that
well,
time. It's frustrating.
So Sunny, think about this. What if you put your hand on a hot plate? What's going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Yep, sure. Get burned.
It's like, well, no, you're not going to get burned. But hopefully your muscles have a reflex saying, oh my God, we got to get that hand off the hot stove.
Right. Sure.
So your muscles, they are, if you do it too fast, we have receptors built in to our muscles and joints that protect us. So if you stretch too far, it's not going to allow you. If you go too fast, it's not going to allow you. So the slow, because you asked me about range of motion, flexibility and mobility. So slow to increase your range of motion has to happen, because if you go fast into the exercise, especially with not being warmed up, the body is going to go, Mm-hmm. I'm not going there. But if you do it slowly and build up that trust and talk to your muscles and joints, they're going to allow it, especially if it's pain-free.
Sure. Okay, good. All right, I have a question. Let's see. Is flex and bounce good to extend stretch, or is the bounce bad? I've heard both, but I see that it's worked well for this particular person.
So studies are always going to be out there saying this is good, this is bad. You have to explore first with your body what feels good. I was talking about active stretching. It is definitely not bouncing, but it is going into. So let me just show you, for example, if we just do a regular squat sitting down. So let's say that I just come down here first. So I stay here for two counts and then I come up. And then I come down here and come up. So each time you can see I go deeper and deeper. And so that is not bouncing. It is holding it for two counts and it's called active stretching. Mm-hmm. So the bouncing would be like this. And it's not really what I believe in. I believe in that active stretching to warm up. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards we do the static stretching that I was just showing, like the piriformis, you hold it for 30 seconds. So those two stretches is what I work with to get my clients more flexible. And of course, the trigger release. The trigger release is one way of stretching as well.
Sure, sure. Okay. All right. So tell me when you, we were talking earlier and I was saying, you know, I hadn't worked out for years. I had a couple little stints for maybe a year here and there, never been a workout. Like my mother used to write me notes to get out of running in school because she hated running. So I didn't like running. So she's like, sure, I'll write you a note that you're sick. So like that was bad, but that's how it was. So the last 4 years I've worked out consistently. And I think sometimes it's like a lot of the people I know, at least in my community, they have kind of this mental idea that I'm just too old. I haven't been doing it for so long. And so, you know, what's the point kind of thing. And obviously I think we know there's lots of value in it. How do you change that mindset, Malin, that gets you into the thinking of, I can do this, like this will extend my life and my quality of life?
Well, the mindset is very important. So your belief system can be changed. We were not born with this brain. This brain has been conditioned. The mind has been conditioned. So you might have all those negative things saying, I'm too old, I'm this and that. And only you can make a difference of changing that into first a neutral sentence and then a more positive sentence that I can do it. Mm-hmm. And that goes with just trying out small things that confirms that, oh, I can do this, and not going into a circuit training boot camp style with 20 and 30 year olds. Yeah, then you're going to set yourself up for failure. So the important thing is to set yourself up for victory. And that 15 minutes a day that I said is going to set you up for victory, because you might be out there 20 minutes and you're going to feel so good, like, oh, I did more than 15 minutes. Now, motivation is a big thing. And if you haven't been lucky, as some of us that have it ingrained since we were born, having parents that were role models, then it's going to take a little bit of effort. And what you have to think about is that you can't cut off the body from here and down. And then when something starts aching, then you start paying attention to the body. It has to be constant maintenance. Mm-hmm. And I'm so thrilled to hear that you started 4 years ago and that you're now doing it consistently, Sunny. That is great. And it's never too late. Whatever age you are, it's never too late. So start with something and do it with, like I said, knowledge, so you're not injuring yourself. Because if you get injured, of course, that's going to be, oh, I knew it. It's not good for me. It's not for me. So you really need to get expertise from the right person that's going to help you through that. Motivation can be things like, if you have kids, if you have grandkids, you want to be able to have energy to play with them, to pick them up. That can be a great motivation. And again, don't think about working out as something that is a should. Just think about movement, that I need to move my body in a corrective way so I don't hurt myself. And I want to, for example, be able to pick up my kids or grandkids and do other, you know, whatever daily activities that we take for granted. Mm-hmm. So the motivation has to come from your big why.
Yeah.
Why is this important for you? Because if you just say, I want to look good, it might last 2 weeks. But if you really dig deep and ask those quality questions, why do I want to be in shape? Then you can keep that motivation going on longer.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I so agree with you that, you know, when we feel like it's 15 minutes and we accomplish it, then we get proud of ourselves and we're excited. And then we show up and we do it again. And then we do it again. And it feels better and better. And we start changing that mindset and changing the belief system so that we become somebody that I'm an active person instead of being, I'm not an active, I'm an active person now. And that changes your whole experience, really.
Yeah. Yeah. It's whatever you tell your mind, you're going to feel that. So if you feed your mind with good thoughts, you're going to feel much better.
Sure. Sure. Okay. My mother's on and she wants to clarify that she wrote my notes because like her, I threw up when I ran. So we've got to be clear, make sure. Now I forgot that part, but she is right that I did that. And maybe I make myself throw up so that I wouldn't have to run, but it did happen that way. So I have a question, Malin. Food. Why is it harder? So Lizelle asked, why is it harder to lose weight after 50? Does that last more often?
Well, there's a lot of hormonal changes going on, especially for us women when we get into our 40s. It's just really difficult. And it becomes a vicious circle. We might move less and eat more. So if we just stop and think about what's the quality of the food that we put in, because you want to think about your body as a Porsche. If you buy a Porsche, a car, you want to put in the premium fuel and not the regular fuel. So you want to really make sure that you eat clean, organic as much as possible, not processed food. And then the brain and the body is going to work much better. So having the motivation to lose weight might be such a big trigger because there's so much like, oh, I got to lose weight and you get on the scale. But instead, think about eating healthy for your brain. Eating healthy like an anti-inflammatory way, so you're not feeling so much pain in your body. So it's also how you're setting yourself up for this weight loss. If you just focus on the word weight loss, it's going to be a huge trigger, whether you're over 50 or under 50. But it is definitely more difficult because of hormonal changes. And you just have to, sometimes intermittent fasting is a great way to do it. You need to clear with your doctor if you are able to do that, because sometimes there is conflict. But intermittent fasting is a great way because it gives the brain a break from processing the food. And it gives you a break also to not eat constantly, to eat between maybe whatever, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. And you're going to feel much better. And it is more structured eating, but if you want to try something, I would highly recommend that after you clear it with your doctor, of course.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And another question, would Nordic walking be good for people with chronic pain?
It depends on what chronic pain you have. I would definitely try it out. If you have lower back pain, it would be a great one because the poles become two extra legs. And that's how we used to walk or crawl with, you know, on all using all four. Mm-hmm. And then as we started to stand up, because the fruits and everything were up here on trees, we started to stand up. And so the spine was never developed for us standing and walking around. So we have a lot of lower back issues. So when you put those poles back in your hands, like two extra legs, it takes the pressure off the lower back. Sure. And for example, I had a pregnant woman, she was in her seventh month. She has so much lower back problem. And I just put those poles in her hands and with a light pressure, which increases your posture. It gets into a better posture right away. But also because you push down, you activate the core and you take the pressure off the lower back. So if that is your chronic pain, Nordic walking definitely will help you. But everything is individual. I don't know what pain you're talking about, but I've had people, they've had shoulder injuries when they do the elliptical trainer, and then they come out with me and they do Nordic walking and there's no pain in the shoulders because the poles are adjustable to your height. When you get on an elliptical trainer, whether you're 5'2 or 6'2, it's the same machine. But with the poles, you adjust them to your height. And so that could be one reason. And then if you have lower body injuries, like I said before, it takes the stress off your ankle, knee, and hips. So then the poles can be a great thing as well. So again, it depends on what chronic pain you have, but I would say most likely, yes, the Nordic walking poles with the correct technique is going to help you.
And so they can go to your website, which is nordicbody.com.
Correct.
Nordicbody, NORDICbody.com. And you guys can get information about that. And can they get the poles there? Do you have those available on your site? Okay.
Yes.
You can grab the poles there if you guys are interested and get more information about everything that you offer there as well. All right. Let me ask you a couple of off the cuff questions, Malin.
Ready.
All right. What is the, what have you bought in the last year that's like your can't live without thing? You have anything that you've bought in the past year that you just love and you can't live without it?
Wow. What did I buy? Well, it's so funny you asked because COVID, it kind of prevents you from going to the store. So I've actually started to buy more things on Amazon. And sometimes it's the smallest thing that makes a huge difference. Yes. And I'm not a big shopper, but I definitely think that, what have I bought? That is such a great question. And I'm totally stuck with thinking about, of course, something exercise wise, because the foam, but I get everything. I have sponsors, so I get everything. But I would say, even though I got this as a gift, I got one of those handguns with a massage handgun, not a gun.
Right.
And I love that one because there are areas in my back hip areas that I can't get to. So when I use that one, that is something that I've gotten used to that I can't live without.
Okay. So it's like a hand massager then.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I know that one always, because the last time I asked somebody's like, man, I haven't been anywhere because it's COVID. Yeah. I know. It's a hard question to answer right now. Okay. What was your first job?
My first job was cleaning. I worked, I think, whatever age I was, maybe 14 years old. I just had it with my best friend as a weekend, earning a little bit more money. And we would go to this factory and clean after they were done on the weekend. And so that was my first job.
Okay. And so you were born in Sweden, right?
Correct.
And you've been here for, was it 29 years?
Well, I came here in 89. So it's getting close to next year. It will be 32 years. So
wow.
I've been here longer than I lived in Sweden.
Right. So
I go back two or three times a year.
That's what I was just going to ask you. So you go back two or three times a year. And like, if we, like, I actually am Swedish. I've got a lot of Swedish, Swedish and Norwegian in me. But I've never been to either place. So if I was going to go to Sweden, what's the one place that I need to go, that I need to have the experience of?
Ystad.
And what would I experience there?
Well, that's my hometown.
Okay.
So, of course, I'm saying that one. And when you go to my hometown, you will experience a medieval village with cobblestones and cloisters and churches and places that are from the 12th century. And it's located on the Baltic. So you have the beach there, the forest. So you have all this idyllic in the center, old houses. And it's just a picturesque medieval village that I absolutely love. And it's very peaceful and it's very active. A lot of different sports going on. And it's one place that I would recommend. It's very close to Copenhagen, so you can just jump on the plane, go to Copenhagen, Denmark, and then get a train in half an hour. You're in my hometown.
Wow, that sounds beautiful.
Thank
beautiful,
you.
Right on the water. I love it. All right, last question I have for you is there a quote that you live by or that you repeat yourself a lot or that you share with your clients?
I do, and that means... That quote is, if you want to experience something, you have to make space for it.
Mm.
I've lived by that ever since I can remember. And people, they ask me sometimes, because I'm very goal-oriented, like, how do you make this happen? How do you make that happen? And I say, I envision it. I plan for it. and I make it happen. And if you constantly tell yourself, oh, I want to do this and this and that, but it never happens, it's most likely due to you not making space for it, not making space for it in your calendar, in your schedule. But if you start making space for things that you want in your life, it will happen.
Yeah, I love that. Absolutely true. Absolutely true. All right. Share with us your book, because we want to let everybody know how to get it, where to go. So you said it just hit number one yesterday when you
yesterday, guys. It came out yesterday, and it's a bestseller number one on Amazon. And so you can go to Amazon, Wake Up Your Body and Mind After 50. And you can also go to my website, nordicbody.com/wakeup. And it will take you to Amazon as well. So this is a book. It has a lot of, you know, photos in it as well. And on the back, of course, we have Jane Fonda endorsing it and Skip Bayless, who is an ESPN Fox sportscaster. And it is just a great book from A to Z with how you get started. And it ends with a chapter 12, Anything is possible at any age. And that was actually the reason I wrote this book, because we just talked about my motto that I live by: to experience something, you have to make space for it. And that was actually my initial wish with writing this book, because I love helping people brainstorm where they want to go. But to get there, you have to have a healthy body and mind. So I build you up from chapter one, which is successful aging. We just talk about the attitude to aging. And I just want to finish with something that is so easy, simple, but profound. And that is, how do you view life? Do you view it as an arc or an ascending staircase? An arc is where you go up each decade, and at the top you're 50, but then from there you just go downhill. Do you want to live your life like that? Or do you want to live it like a constant ascending staircase, where each decade is a new adventure, a new chapter? And that's what I build you up to through the book, through the first chapter. And we set the mindset up to succeed. And we have all kinds of knowledge and information to get you easily going and maintain it.
I love that, because I think, you know, I'm someone that I love birthdays. I celebrate birthdays. I get excited about birthdays. I know a lot of people that are going to be 50. They're like, oh my God, or 60. And they want it. Like, I'm like, you know, not everybody actually has the ability and gets to 50 or gets to 60. Yes. Like, I look at it as a celebration and excitement. And so when you said that, I think that's a great visual, you know, yeah. The arc. I think a lot of people feel that way. Now I'm going downhill, you know, because you're over the hill. It's like, wait a minute. The 50 is the new 30. Yeah. You know, 60 is the new 40. And so it's changing the mindset, and our bodies will follow, right?
Yeah. I mean, I have worked out with people in their 20s that are in bad shape, and people in their 70s that are in great shape. So age to me is just a chronological number. It doesn't say how young or old you are at heart or in your mind. And only you are the limiting factor. So your belief system has to change for you to open up your mind to that anything is possible at any age.
Yes, absolutely. Amen, sister. Awesome. Well, I got people saying they're ascending. They're choosing the ascending path. So that's fantastic. Aww. So again, friends, go to nordicbody.com to be able to check out all that that Malin has to offer, and go grab her book on Amazon and get your body moving every single day and build up that health and get stronger, because we got a lot of life to live, right?
Yes.
A lot of life to live. Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate it. It was really great to spend some time with you. Thank you all for joining. Have a fantastic rest of your day. I will see you tomorrow at 1:11 Pacific time for Off the Cuff with SDJ. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Off the Cuff with SDJ. If you gained some knowledge, if you felt a connection, if you got some ahas or insight into this thing we call life, if you feel like you're a little more elevated than you were before you listened to this podcast, then please subscribe to this podcast. And if you're already signed up, please rate and review it. I'd greatly appreciate it. If you want to get more information about me and what I have to offer, go to my website, sunnydonjohnston.com. Thanks so much, my friend, and I hope to see you next week.